Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Shoreline Players, Sue Miller. Sue, how are you today?
I am doing fabulous, sir. It's great to be back with you.
Indeed, and great to have you on to talk about, well, it got started this past weekend. You guys had a show on the stage called Spinoff. It's been a long time in the coming, hasn't it?
It has been. Spinoff will be is the beginning of our first regular season since 2019. We opened, 2018 we opened our season, yeah. And in 2019 we went to do this show and never got to. So third time's a charm now, because we tried in 2019, we tried in 2020, and now we have a really funny show on the stage in 2022, and we hope everybody gets to come out and see it.
Yeah, if you missed the first weekend, another weekend coming up this weekend. But tell us what the comedy Spinoff is all about.
Well, Spinoff features a gentleman named Peter who works for a bank and unwittingly becomes part of a bit of a bank heist that he knows absolutely nothing about. So it's kind of one of those comedies of error. Because there's so much going on with these six characters, and
yeah,
yesterday the laughter just didn't stop. Mike Cass said it was so great to just hear everybody laughing and to get to stop for a minute and let them laugh before we move forward with the show.
Nothing beats that.
It's a funny, funny show.
Very good. Now you mentioned six cast members. Let's talk about who they are.
We have Mr. Eric Koppen, who has been with the show since it was originally cast back in 2019. We have Rich and Sharon Netwig, who have been with us since the recast, if you will, in 2020, along with Renee Diener. And then we have our two young characters had to be recast in each iteration of this show. So joining us for this show are Joshua Bowles and Victoria Neiser, and they came on board and are doing just an amazing job. And it's just been such a fun show for everybody.
Indeed. And another weekend coming up. You got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. Shows at 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday and 2 o'clock on Sunday.
Absolutely. And the box office is open before each performance. Tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for students. And I have to tell you, we have had the same director, and I really want to commend Mrs. Diane Teddy, who stayed with this show this entire time and finally got to bring it to stage. And so she'll be with us the whole weekend as well, watching what a great job they're doing.
Indeed. Now, dare I ask about the rest of the season? What's on tap next after this one?
Well, you know, I knew you'd ask that, and I forgot to grab the paper that has all the dates. But we are doing a version of Reader's Theater the last weekend of April and the first weekend of May, called Let's Go On With the Show, and it'll be an audience participation show. And then, because our new heating unit that we were able to get installed has air conditioning, we will be doing Hats Off to Broadway 3 this summer in July.
Nice. All right. So, yes, we're going to hope for the best all season long, but if you missed it, come on out and see the comedy Spinoff this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Of course, the Shoreline Players Community Theater right there on the former Wardsmith Air Force Base on Skeel Avenue, so make sure to check it out. And as always, Sue Miller from the Shoreline Players, we appreciate your time on Michigan Sunrise Side today.